Makha,
sacrifice,
Niniyate, gets the result. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord Shiva, you are a householder of a portion, you are a shareholder of a portion of the sacrifice, and you are the giver of the result. The bad priest did not deliver your share, and therefore you destroyed everything, and the sacrifice remains unfinished. Now you can do the needful and take your rightful share.
Mi querido Señor Shiva, tú eres el beneficiado de una parte del sacrificio, y eres quien otorga el resultado. Los malos sacerdotes no te entregaron tu parte, y por esa razón lo destruiste tú, y el sacrificio está en acabado. Ahora puedes hacer lo que sea necesario y tomar la parte a que tienes derecho.
This verse doesn't have any purport, nor does the next two one, but then takes 53 as a purport. So I'll just read through and the next couple of verses, and then we'll read the purport and discuss about it.
Este verso no tiene significado, los dos siguientes tampoco, entonces vamos a leer los dos siguientes, y no son versos que fuerte de tres, pero no tiene un significado.
My dear Lord, by your mercy, the performer of the sacrifice, King Daksha, may get back his life. Bhaga may get back his eyes, Bhrigu his mushkas, and Kusha his teeth.
Querido Señor, que por tu misericordia el ejecutor del sacrificio, el de Daksha, vuelva a la vida, que Bhaga recupere los ojos, Bhrigu el bigote y Kusha los dientes.
Devanam bhagna gatranam, read Trijam chayu dhashnavi, Bhavatanu Grihitanam Ashu Manna Stana Turam. O Lord Shiva, may the demigods and the priests whose limbs have been broken by your soldiers receive, recover from the injuries by your grace.
O Señor Shiva, que por tu gracia los envidiosos y sacerdotes a quienes tus soldados rompieron los miembros se recuperan y las heridas.
Text 53, this is the one that has the purport, and this is also the last verse of this chapter.
El texto 53 es el verso que tiene el significado y también es el último verso de este capítulo.
Esha te rudro bhagastu jaduchishto adharashvai jagas te rudro bhagena Kalpatamadhyaya Jagyahan. O destroyer of the sacrifice, please take your portion of the sacrifice and let the sacrifice be completed by your grace.
O destructor del sacrificio, por favor, toma tu porción y permite, por tu gracia, que el sacrificio se complete.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A sacrifice is a ceremony performed to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maybe I read through, then you can read through.
Maharaj,
a sacrifice is a ceremony performed to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 1st canto 2nd chapter, it is stated that everyone should try to understand whether the Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied by his activity. In other words, the aim of our activity should be to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as in an office, it is the duty of the worker to see that the proprietor or the master is satisfied, so everyone's duty is to see whether the Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied by one's activity. Activities to satisfy the Supreme Godhead are prescribed in the Vedic literatures. An execution of such activities is called yajna. In other words, acting on behalf of the Supreme Lord is called yajna. One should know very well that any activity besides yajna is the cause of material bondage. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita 3.9. Yajyartha karmana annatra lokvaya karma bandhana. Karma bandhana means that if we do not work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, then the reaction of our work will bind us. One should not work for his own sense gratification. Everyone should work for the satisfaction of God. That is called yajna. After the yajna was performed by Daksha, all the demigods expected prasad, the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Vishnu. Lord Shiva is one of the demigods, so naturally he also expected his share of the prasad from the yajna. But Daksha, out of his envy of Lord Shiva, neither invited Lord Shiva to participate in the yajna, nor gave him his share after the offering. But after the destruction of the yajna arena by the followers of Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma pacified him and assured him that he would get his share of prasad. Thus, he was requested to rectify whatever destruction was caused by his followers. In Bhagavad Gita 3.11, it is said that all the demigods are satisfied when one performs yajna. Because the demigods expect prasad from yajnas, yajna must be performed. Those who engage in sense gratificatory materialistic activities must perform yajna, otherwise they will be implicated. Thus, Daksha, being the father of mankind, was performing yajna, and Lord Shiva expected his share. But since Lord Shiva was not invited, there was trouble. By the meditation of Lord Brahma, however, everything was settled. By the mediation of Lord Brahma, however, everything was settled satisfactorily. The performance of yajna is a very difficult task, because all the demigods must be invited to participate in the yajna. In this Kali Yuga, it is not possible to perform such costly sacrifices, nor is it possible to invite the demigods to participate. Therefore, in this age, it is recommended, yajnai sankirtana prayai yajanti hi sumedhasa. Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Those who are intelligent should know that in the Kali Yuga, there is no possibility of performing the Vedic sacrifices. But unless one pleases the demigods, there will be no regulated seasonal activities or rainfall. Everything is controlled by the demigods. Under the circumstances in this age, in order to keep the balance of social peace and prosperity, all intelligent men should execute the performance of Sankirtan Yajna by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One should invite people, chant Hare Krishna, and then distribute prasad. This yoga will satisfy all the demigods, and thus there will be peace and prosperity in the world. Another difficulty in performing the Vedic rituals is that if one fails to satisfy even one demigod out of many hundreds of thousands of demigods, just as Daksha failed to satisfy Lord Shiva, there would be disaster. But in this age, the performance of sacrifice has been simplified. One can chant Hare Krishna, and by pleasing Krishna, one can satisfy all the demigods automatically. And the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 4th canto, 6th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Brahma Satisfies Lord Shiva. So, in this chapter, we have seen how Daksha insulted Lord Shiva.
En este capítulo hemos visto cómo Daksha insultado al señor Shiva.
And as a result of that, his wife Sati left her body.
Y como resultado de eso, su esposa Sati abandonó su cuerpo.
And when Lord Shiva got to know about that, that his dear wife died because of being insulted in the sacrifice of Daksha.
Cuando el señor Shiva se enteró de que su querida esposa abandonaba el cuerpo en el sacrificio de Daksha,
he destroyed the sacrifice of Daksha.
Él destruyó el sacrificio de Daksha.
And he became so angry that he not only plundered the sacrifice of Daksha, but Daksha's head was actually cut off.
Y se volvía tan furioso que no solo estropeó todo el sacrificio, sino también cortó la cabeza del señor.
And not only in this way Daksha's head of head was cut off, but anyone who participated in the sacrifice were beaten up.
Y no solo que Daksha perdió su cabeza, sino cada uno que participaba en este sacrificio fue atacado.
Like the demigods were beaten up so badly that their body, that all the bones of their body broke.
Los semidioses pegaban al río tan fuertemente que todos sus huesos se rompieron.
Bhrigu, who was the priest, his teeth were broken.
Bhrigu, quien fue el sacerdote, se le rompieron los dientes.
No, I'm sorry. Bhrigu's beard and mustache was pulled out.
No, que el bigote de Bhrigu fue arrancado.
The Pushkar's teeth were broken.
The Pushkar's dientes fueron rompidos.
So when the sacrifice was plundered in this way, the demigods went and reported to Brahma.
Entonces, cuando el sacrificio fue atacado de esta manera, los semidioses fueron y se lo contaron al señor Brahma.
Brahma actually knew, Brahma and Vishnu knew that there would be some trouble in that sacrifice, therefore they did not go themselves.
Brahma y Vishnu verdaderamente sabían que iban a haber problemas en este sacrificio, por lo tanto no fueron.
So Brahma came to pacify Lord.
Entonces Brahma vino a pacificar al señor Shiva.
And here he is requesting that he actually gives the life back to Daksha and the beard to Bhrigu and teeth to Pusha.
Entonces él aquí pide que por favor que le vuelva la vida a Daksha, le vuelva el bigote.
So, from this incident, we can understand that no matter whoever one is, should never insult a pure devotee of the Lord.
Entonces, en este sentido, podemos aprender sea quien sea, nadie jamás debería insultar a un devoto puro.
Daksha is actually a very gross materialist.
Daksha verdaderamente es un materialista muy puro.
And the materialistic people always judge everything from the material point of view.
Las personas materialistas siempre juzgan.
And as a result of that, they often end up making big mistakes. Daksha, the materialist, wants to judge everything from the point of money and fame and beauty and birth.
Daksha, el materialista, quiere juzgar el mundo desde el punto de vista del dinero, fama, belleza y nacimiento.
But the devotees are naturally disinterested in this.
Pero los devotos naturalmente no están interesados en esas cosas.
When non-devotees, materialists, are judging everything on the basis of money and material possession, the devotee's tendency is to just get rid of them, knowing that these are all unwanted things.
Pero los materialistas siempre tienen la tendencia de juzgar todo el punto de vista de dinero y fama, pero los devotos siempre quieren rechazar estos puntos porque saben que no importa.
Therefore, the materialistic people often think that the devotees are just useless people.
No tanto los materialistas muchas veces piensan que los devotos son personas inútiles.
And thinking the or misunderstanding the elevated position of the devotee, a non-devotee materialist often commit mistakes.
Y no entendiendo la posición elevada de un devoto, los no devotos o materialistas muchas veces cometen errores.
But Lord Shiva is such a great devotee that because of his devotion to the Lord, he is completely unconcerned about his situation.
Señor Shiva es un devoto tan grande que debido a su devoción al Señor,
they're not interested in his material. And Lord Shiva, being a great devotee, was not interested. He doesn't even have a house to live in. He lives under a tree. And oftentimes he is in the crematorium. Because Lord Shiva is very compassionate to the fallen souls. And the most fallen are actually the ghosts. Therefore, Lord Shiva, in order to deliver the ghosts, he stays in the crematorium.
Y por lo tanto, el señor Shiva, para liberar a los fantasmas, él muchas veces se queda en el crematorio.
And these ghosts are very fond of Lord Shiva.
Y los fantasmas le quieren mucho al señor Shiva.
Lord Shiva doesn't care for his food.
El señor Shiva no se preocupa por su comida.
Whenever he needs something, he just goes from door to door, bake something and just takes it.
Cuando necesita algo, él solo va puerta a puerta y pide lo que necesita.
And in his ecstasy, of loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord Shiva is so unconcerned that he sometimes don't even care whether he has any clothes around his body.
Y el señor Shiva, debido a su amor estático por el Señor, Muchas veces ni siquiera se preocupan si lleva ropa en el cuerpo o no.
Now, a materialistic person cannot understand the position of a devotee like that.
Una persona materialista no puede entender la posición de un devoto así.
From the point of view of a materialist, a devotee is poor.
Desde el punto de vista de un materialista, un devoto es pobre.
Devotee doesn't have any position.
El devoto no tiene posesiones.
Devotee doesn't have any material position also.
Tampoco tiene posición material.
And a devotee is uncivilized.
Y un devoto no tiene civilización.
Therefore, a materialistic person feels ashamed to associate with a devotee.
Entonces, una persona materialista se siente avergonzada de asociarse con un devoto. Avergonzada.
And a materialistic person doesn't want a devotee to come to his house because they think that people will think negatively about him if he does so.
Y una persona materialista no quiere que vayan los devotos a su casa porque piensa que los demás van a pensar mal de él.
And we, in our practical life also, we see how it happens. I remember once in America, one devotee, he was actually very qualified, he's a PhD himself.
Maharashtra fue una vez en los Estados Unidos un devoto que era bastante cualificado, que tenía un título académico.
And he became a devotee.
Se hizo devoto.
And once I was traveling, he was traveling with me.
Una vez él estaba viajando con Maharaj.
And we went to a city where his sister used to live.
Y se fueron a la ciudad por donde vivía su hermana.
And he invited his sister to meet us.
Y él invitó a la hermana que se podía encontrar con ella.
Now the sister is a very successful person, married to a very successful rich man.
Ahora la hermana es una persona que está casada con un hombre muy rico que tiene mucho éxito.
And anyway, when she came to the temple, she was very nice and very receptive.
Cuando venía al templo estaba muy amable, estaba muy receptiva.
But so the next day when we are leaving, on the way he thought of taking some prasad to her house.
So así el próximo día cuando estaban ya cuando salía el devoto pensaba de llevar algo de prasad a su casa.
So he took the prasad, and on the way we dropped. Actually, I was sitting in the car, and he went to give her the prasad.
Thomas se fueron, Maharaj se quedó en el coche, y el devoto salió solo para dejar el prasad.
And when she opened the door and saw him, she became very nervous.
Cuando ella abrió la puerta y le vi, se volvió muy nerviosa.
She even told him, "So why did you come here? My neighbors will see you."
Le decía, ¿por qué has venido aquí? Mis vecinos te van a ver.
And so he just came back. He didn't even go to the house. Or she didn't even invite her to come inside the house.
So ella ni siquiera le invitaba a él de estar en la casa.
And so he came back and he was laughing. And he told me all that happened.
Entonces él volvió al coche, se rió y contaba a Maharaj lo que había sucedido.
So this is how a materialistic person is. He or she is simply concerned about the social prestige, and they think that if people see them as related to the devotees, then their social status will become reduced.
Entonces esto es como una persona materialista ve a los devotos y piensa que cuando las personas le ven con los devotos a esta persona, entonces su estatus social va a ser creado.
So much so that they don't even want to let people know that their brother is a devotee or sister is a devotee.
Ni siquiera quieren que la gente sabe que su hermano o su hermana es un devoto o un devoto.
Now, Daksha also felt the same way.
Daksha también se sintió de la misma manera.
Lord Shiva, a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was his son-in-law.
El señor Shiva, un gran devoto del señor, era su bien.
Daksha's own daughter Sati was married to Lord Shiva.
La propia hija de Daksha, Sati, estaba casada con Shiva.
But Daksha became blasphemous to Lord Shiva.
Pero Daksha blasfemó al señor Shiva.
So much so that he even called him an uncivilized, uncouth person.
Tanto que le llamó una persona incivilizada y inculta.
A person without any culture is completely uncivilized.
Una persona sin cultura es completamente incivilizada.
And he openly said that he is ashamed to have any kind of relationship with that man.
Y abiertamente hablaba que tenía vergüenza de tener alguna relación con este hombre.
And as you must have read earlier, then Sati, who was a very chaste and loyal wife to Lord Shiva.
Y como habéis leído antes que Sati, que es una mujer muy casta y loyal, señor Shiva.
When he heard the blasphemy against her husband and a great devotee, she just left her body.
Cuando ella escuchó la blasfemia contra su esposo, ella abandonó su cuerpo.
And finally, Daksha's whole sacrifice was spoiled.
Y finalmente todo el sacrificio de Daksha fue estropeado.
And Daksha actually himself had to lose his life.
Daksha mismo tenía que perder su vida.
Lord Shiva's associate actually chopped off Daksha's head.
Los asociados del señor Shiva cortaron la cabeza de Daksha.
And finally, Daksha got his life back, but he got the life back with a goat's head.
Y finalmente, Daksha recuperó la vida, pero la vida con una cabeza de cabra.
That's what the materialists are like. They're so proud of the material possession.
Eso es como son los materialistas. Ellos son tan orgullosos de su posesión material.
But actually, what they have is a goat's head on their body.
No, realmente lo que tienen es una cabeza de cabra encima de su cuerpo.
And what is a goat? A goat is a symbol of stupidity.
¿Y qué es una cabra? Una cabra es un símbolo de estupidez.
And the goat is and the materialistic is actually an ass or a goat.
Y una persona materialista verdaderamente es un asno o una cabra.
So in this way, Brahma actually instructed Daksha.
En esta manera, Brahma instruyó a Daksha.
That in a sacrifice, when a devotee is insulted, that sacrifice can never be successful.
Que en un sacrificio donde se insulta un devoto nunca puede ser un éxito.
Or any activity where a devotee is insulted will never be successful.
O cualquier actividad por donde un devoto es insultado nunca puede ser un éxito.
Actually, the devotees of the Lord are very special.
Pero realmente los devotos del Señor son unas personas muy especiales.
The devotees of the Lord are very special because they are very dear to the Supreme Personality.
Los devotos del Señor son muy especiales porque son muy queridos al Señor.
And the position of a devotee is like a little son of a very powerful father.
La posición de un devoto es como un hijo pequeño de un padre muy poderoso.
The father may tolerate insults to himself.
El padre igual tolera insultos a él mismo.
But he will never tolerate any insult or maltreatment to his son.
Pero jamás tolera un maltratamiento o un insulto contra su hijo.
And the other devotees of the Lord are also very powerful beings.
Y los otros devotos del Señor también son personas muy poderosas.
So when they see that their dear devotee has been insulted,
entonces cuando ellos ven que su devoto querido fue insultado,
then they become very, very annoyed.
Entonces ellos también se vuelven muy enfadados.
Therefore, Vaishnavas, the devotees of the Lord, should be treated very carefully.
Entonces uno debe tratar a los Vaishnavas, los devotos del Señor, con mucho cuidado.
Because if we insult them, then the other devotees will become annoyed, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be annoyed.
Porque si los insultamos, se van a volver los otros devotos enfadados, y entonces la Suprema Personalidad de Dios también se va a volver enfadada.
And we'll be in trouble.
Y nosotros vamos a estar con problemas.
Hare Krishna. So I'll stop now. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any question?
Si, alguien tiene alguna pregunta? El devoto con sus familiares. Si la familia del devoto lo rechaza. He's asking how should a devotee behave concerning with his own family, with his own relatives, if they reject him or they don't accept his way of life.
It has been instructed by Rupa Goswami. I'm sorry, Sanatan Goswami, that those who are offensive to the devotees, they should be avoided. Their association should be avoided.
Fue instruido por Sanatan y Rupa Goswami que aquellos que son ofensivos hacia los devotos, su asociación debe ser evitada.
That if the family members or if the relatives are offensive, they avoid them.
Así, si los familiares son ofensivos, mejor invitar.
You can just send them prasad.
Puedes mandarles prasad.
And by taking prasad, maybe someday they'll become favorable.
Igual si mando prasad, algún día se volverán favorables.
And then we can associate with them.
Y entonces podemos asociar con ellos.
And if they're in close ones, then you can pray to Krishna that he become merciful unto them.
Y también podemos orar al Señor Krishna que él se vuelva misericordioso hacia ellos.
We care for them, but if they're not willing to receive the mercy of the Lord and his devotees, then better to avoid them so that they don't become more offensive.
Nosotros nos preocupamos por ellos, pero si ellos no lo quieren saber nada, si ellos no quieren saber nada, entonces mejor evitar la compañía. Many times calling to offense against the devotees, many times we don't know the position of the devotee. Also, because for us, it's said in the scripture, the devotee should be so, how can we see actually the position? Yo preguntaba, Maharaj, pensando en las ofensas contra los devotos, que nosotros muchas veces no podemos saber en cuál posición un devoto se encuentra.
Yeah, therefore it is better to careful about dealing with all the devotees.
Entonces es mejor preocuparse de no estar mal con ningún devoto.
especially with senior devotees.
Especialmente con devotos mayores.
In this respect, I just remember one story.
En este aspecto me acuerdo de una historia.
Once a hunter whose business was to catch animals and sell them or kill them.
Una vez un cazador cuyo negocio era de captar animales y venderlos.
Saw a beautiful swan in a lake.
Vio un cisne maravilloso en el lago.
And that swan, he tried to catch the swan, but it was very difficult because the swan was in the middle of the lake.
Quería coger al cisne, pero era muy difícil porque el cisne estaba en el medio del lago.
And in the water, the swan is very, very powerful.
Y el cisne dentro del agua es muy poderoso.
So when he failed, and then he tried to also catch all the swan, or tempt the swan with some temptations.
Él intentaba, pero cuando fracasó, entonces intentaba de llamar al cisne y también intentaba de hacer alguna tentación, llamándole la atención para que viniera.
But the swan knew that this was a hunter, so.
Pero el cisne sabía que este era un cazador.
So he avoided him.
Así él evitó.
But then one day the hunter saw that one Vaishnava came, and as he called the swan immediately came to him.
Pero un día el cazador observó que venía un Vaishnava, y Vaishnava llamó al cisne, el cisne venía inmediatamente.
So then the swan, hunter thought, oh, maybe if I also dress up like a Vaishnava and call the swan, then the swan will come to me.
Entonces el cazador pensaba, oh, igual si yo me pongo un vestido de Vaishnava y llamo al chisme, igual el chisme va a venir igualmente.
So the hunter dressed up like a Vaishnava putana tilak and a kanti mala.
Entonces el cazador se puso la ropa de un Vaishnava, se puso tilak, un kunti.
He called the swan came to him, then he caught the swan. But as the all merciful Lord, who is omnipresent, is always very merciful to his devotees.
Y el Señor Todopoderoso que siempre es muy misericordioso hacia y es omnipresente y muy misericordioso hacia sus devotos.
And always gives protection to his devotees. By his merciful arrangement, was hunting in the forest at that time. When he saw that the hunter were just caught the swan and taking him away, so the king immediately pulled out his sword and said, "Let the swan go. And otherwise, I'll kill you." The crooked hunter, out of fear for his life, he ran away from him. Then the king questioned the swan how that hunter could catch him. And then the swan told him the whole story. Then the king asked him, "Then why did you come? You knew that he is not a Vaishnava. Then why did you come to him?"
Yeah.
The swan said that since he is dressed up like a Vaishnava, I must treat him like a Vaishnava. So in this way, we learn a lesson that all those who are at least dressed up like Vaishnavas, we must treat them like Vaishnavas. Our business is to show respect to all, so what to speak of the Vaishnavas.
Yeah.
And by showing respect to Vaishnavas, being humble to them, we never lose anything.
La gente nos pregunta cosas conflictivas, cosas que están muy asimiladas hoy en día en la sociedad materialista, ¿no? Y depende de nuestra respuesta, de cómo nosotros se hemos presentado, nos pueden tomar, nos pueden rechazar, nos pueden...
मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्री गुरुं विनतारम् वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो फील वेरी हैप्पी to have come here to Spain. Actually, first time I came here was about 2 years ago, and Harinarayan Prabhu was very instrumental in bringing me here. Actually, you want to translate?
You can say it.
No, you can do it word by sentence by sentence. Then I can stop, because I think it will be good for everyone. And I can see that in 2 years' time there has been a lot of development here also. And at the same time I can also understand that it hasn't been easy for you to push on this Krishna consciousness movement here in Malaga. Because I can see that in last 2 years you haven't got any new devotees, new bhakta. When I was in Barcelona, they told me the same thing. They said that in Spain it's very difficult to make them join the temple. To join the temple. Actually, it is not the problem only in Spain, but it is actually a problem everywhere. Not many people are joining Krishna conscious movement on a full-time basis. Actually, when Srila Prabhupada was here, at that time thousands of people came forward and joined the movement. That was actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrangement and Srila Prabhupada's spiritual potency. Prabhupada was specially sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to fulfill his prediction that the Krishna consciousness movement will spread in every town and village.
Que a través de la Prabhupada era enviado especialmente por Chaitanya Mahaprabhu para
poder expandir la conciencia de Krishna en cada sitio y cada pueblo.
In every town and village. And so we can see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction that Krishna consciousness movement will spread in every town and village has become true. And now fulfilling Mahaprabhu's prediction, this movement is going to spread and nothing can actually stop it. This movement, this Krishna consciousness this Krishna consciousness movement will spread all over the world. And in every town and village. And nothing can stop it. It's only a matter of time. And our sincere endeavor. Srila Prabhupada has planted the seed, and now it is up to us how we are actually going to let the tree of Krishna consciousness grow all over the world. And actually, a time will come when all over the world there will be only one religion. That is the only religion that exists in reality. The only religion. And that is to surrender unto the only Supreme Personality of God. To surrender unto the only one Supreme Personality of God. And that is Krishna consciousness or Sanatana Dharma. As Krishna said, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam. Give up all your different religion and just surrender unto me. Because that is the only religion, to surrender unto Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. It is only due to the influence of Kali, today there are so many religions all over the world. And as a result of, in the name of religion, people are doing all kinds of nonsense which has nothing to do with religion. Real religion is to surrender unto Supreme Personality of God. But all these religions all over the world, are they making people surrender unto God? Actually, they don't even know who God is, so how can they surrender unto God? Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been said that these are all these religions, so called religions, are nothing but cheating. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, also, it has been said. পৃথিবীতে যত কিছু ধর্ম নামে চলে ভাগবত কহে তাহা পরিপূর্ণ ছলে. And whatever goes on in this world in the name of religion, Srimad Bhagavatam is saying that that is all full of cheating.
Krishna
Actually, the real religion is going to be established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And Srila Prabhupada is the chosen one who has done that. And ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada's institution which will continue to do that for thousands of years to come. ISKCON is Prabhupada's institution that will continue to expand Srila Prabhupada's mission all over the world for thousands of years. And as a result of that, a time will come when there will be only one religion, and that is Krishna consciousness. And all the other religions will merge into Krishna consciousness, finding their true identity in it. So, right now, this movement is very young. It's only 27 years old. And within this period, Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of this movement, has left this planet. And within this 27 years' time, the founder acharya, he left the planet. Therefore, naturally, this society or this movement is going through a crisis period. But Srila Prabhupada's loyal followers will keep on pushing this movement onwards. Loyal followers, dedicated followers, trusted followers.
So either
they will continue to spread this in spite of all difficulties. And then by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by the mercy of Krishna, this movement will begin to expand in a tremendous way once
again.
Actually, Krishna is now preparing us for a very big mission. Krishna made Srila Prabhupada go back to the spiritual sky, leaving us behind. And in this way Krishna is testing us that who are actually Srila Prabhupada's loyal followers. Loyal followers, trusted followers. And we are also seeing that only a few of them are still pushing on Srila Prabhupada's mission and through many, many difficulties. But those who will remain with full confidence in Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, Krishna will empower them, and through them this movement will again begin to flourish.
Too much for me.
Okay. So those who, although they are few in number, those who are really faithful and faithful carry on the mission. Krishna will empower them.
Krishna va apoderarlos.
And through them, this movement again will spread.
Y a través de eso, de ellos, el movimiento va otra vez expandir.
With a tremendous speed.
Is it tremendous?
With a tremendous speed.
Con una velocidad muy tremenda.
And we can also see that Krishna is actually arranging all over the world the right ground, preparing the field for Krishna consciousness to spread. Preparing the field.
Preparando el campo.
For Krishna consciousness to spread.
Para la conciencia de Krishna para expandir, preparando el campo para que expanda la conciencia de Krishna.
We are seeing how all over the world the materialistic civilization is collapsing.
Podemos ver en todo el mundo como la civilización materialística está cayéndose.
Actually, this materialism is the greatest enemy of propagation of Krishna
consciousness.
Is the enemy of Krishna consciousness. And when materialism collapses, then Krishna consciousness will spread. That is, people, okay, Krishna consciousness is.
Cuando el materialismo se cae, entonces la conciencia de Krishna puede expandir.
So materialism, when people will see that the materialism is failing, then only they look up to Krishna.
Cuando la gente va a ver que solamente cuando materialismo está destruyéndose, entonces van a buscar
por
la conciencia de Krishna.
So Krishna is making arrangements in both ways.
Krishna está haciendo arreglo en dos maneras.
In one hand, Krishna is training up his devotees.
En un lado, Krishna está entrenando sus devotos.
And on the other hand, Krishna is preparing the field by smashing materialism.
Y en otro lado, está preparando el campo.
And then a time will come when thousands upon thousands of people will just come to take to Krishna consciousness.
Y va a haber un tiempo donde va a haber miles de personas cuando van a tomar la conciencia.
When there is an acute material crisis, then people will surrender unto Krishna and realize that Krishna is the only shelter.
Cuando va a haber un crisis material, cuando la gente va a rendirse a Krishna.
So please carry on pushing Srila Prabhupada's mission with full confidence.
Por favor, que seguirá empujando la misión de Srila Prabhupada con full
confidence.
Con plena confianza.
And always remember that Krishna is omniscient and Krishna is seeing everything that you are doing.
Krishna is
omniscient. Krishna knows everything.
Sí, Krishna sabe, es el único que sabe todo. ¿Y?
And he is seeing everything that you are doing.
Está viendo toda la cosa que estamos haciendo.
And Krishna will reward for all your sincere service.
Krishna va.
Reconocer el servicio que hace cada uno.
No, hombre,
cuando
buscan
a una carrera le dan
el premio.
Va a premiar todo lo que.
Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any questions?
Hablo de una descripción posible de la sociedad materialista. ¿Entiende que eso puede ser una descripción parcial del globo?
You saying that you were talking about this description of the materialism. So how como it will be a partial destruction or it will be, you know, a big war or
so whatever happens will be Krishna's mercy. And Krishna knows the best. Krishna knows the best. And whatever he does will be for the benefit of his devotees. Because, you see, like the world cannot go on the way it is going on. The world cannot continue the way it is
going.
Because, after all, materialism must come to an end. And you can see it due to this materialism. There's so much chaos all over the
world. So many?
Chaos. So much chaos. Chaos. Problem. And at least so far they have been able to cover up all these problems. But very soon these problems are going to become exposed.
Han cubierto los problemas, pero pronto va a explotar todo, va a salir las cosas.
But they will become exposed, and when they become exposed, they will be completely baffled.
Cuando eso va, ¿cómo se dice? Va a salir.
They will become completely bewildered.
Que va a estar todo completamente enrollado.
And most likely that will lead to a war. Lead to a war.
Esto va a llevar a una batalla, una guerra.
And now they have so many deadly weapons that if there is a war, it's going to be a very terrible one.
Ahora tienen todos los materiales de matar, ¿no? No sé.
But devotees don't care. Devotees, they know that since they have taken shelter of Krishna, Krishna will give them food. Krishna protected Prahlad Maharaj.
Krishna
protected Dhruva Maharaj.
Krishna protected Dhruva Maharaj.
So why Krishna will not protect those who are sincerely surrendered to
him?
Now also, as you asked, how big will that be, the war? My answer actually is, I do not know. In that respect, I remember one statement by Otto Hahn, the inventor of what? Atom bomb. The inventor of atom bomb.
El inventor de bomba atómica, sí.
So when he was asked, how will the third world war be fought?
Cuando se estaba preguntando cómo va a ser la tercera guerra mundial.
So he said, I do not know.
Dijo que no lo sabe.
But I know that how the fourth one will be fought.
Dice, pero sé la el cómo va a ser la cuarta.
He said,
la cuarta guerra mundial.
He said the fourth one will be fought with six spears.
Dice la cuarta va a ser con palo y piedra.
So that means they'll destroy the and our understanding is that sooner they do it is better for us. Sooner they do it is
better.
Because this materialistic civilization is simply destroying everything. Actually, all over you can see this materialism, materialistic civilization is increasing meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, and intoxication. And as a result of that, people are suffering so much. And Krishna consciousness is there to give them the real solace, real happiness, but they don't want to accept it.
Pero ahí está la conciencia de Krishna está ahí para darle toda la felicidad y todo el confort, pero no quieren tomarlo.
He's asking if we can ask you questions, you know, outside of the, you know, the talk to get. Says that we have, you know, we are worried a little bit about the Gurukula. Because there are many children, many
grievances.
If you can talk about some experience that, you know, the other Gurukuls and the Gurukuls in China, how they are working, you know, how it's functioning. If there is no Gurukul, so how we can do with that? Do you have any things, another temples, another experience?
Yeah. Actually, all over the world, the householders have great concern about their children's future. And they naturally want their children to grow up in Krishna consciousness. But our society is struggling so much just to maintain the temple. That this area of educating our children is being very much neglected. And I do not know how this problem can be solved, or when this problem can be solved. And my experience is that the ultimate problem is not just to give them Krishna conscious education when they are young. The ultimate problem is not just to give them education.
I don't know how to translate ultimate.
The final, the main problem.
The principal problem of Maharaj.
Yeah, it's not just to give them education. But to give them enough taste and understanding that they
suficiente gusto y entendimiento
that they continue to remain a devotee when they grow up.
Que continúen ser devotos cuando crezcan.
You see, the difference between them, between our children and us, is that we have gone through the material world.
Porque la diferencia entre nosotros y nuestro hijo es que nosotros hemos ido a través del mundo material.
And then we decided to join this.
Después pensamos a unir la conciencia de Krishna.
But with them, you know, they don't actually have the choice. They've been born in Krishna consciousness.
Ellos no tienen ninguna elección porque han nacido en la conciencia de Krishna.
And we are thinking that they should naturally become devotees.
Y estamos pensando que ellos tienen que ser naturalmente devotos.
But it doesn't work like that.
Sí, pero eso no funciona así.
You know, they're individuals with their independence.
Son individuales con su independencia.
So I think the best thing would be to give them a good understanding of what spiritual life is and what material life
is.
And then leave it up to them when they grow up. Now you decide
yourself.
Because if we consider our if we take a statistics, you know, then we will see from our Gurukul about 90% of our boys and girls have left.
Que si podemos ver del punto de vista de Gurukula, hay 90% de nuestros niños de Gurukula se han dejado con nosotros.
And we can't actually lament about that.
No podemos actualmente lamentar de eso.
Because you know, we have to accept that it is their own choice. But the good thing is that if you want one learns from the age of 5 to 12, that remains very deeply in his heart.
Que lo que aprendemos de la edad de 5. 5 a 12 se queda muy profundamente deeply, que se queda profundamente
so if we can give them Krishna consciousness, they're very good Krishna conscious training at that time, then it will stay with them and that will be kind of a basis of their future life. And when they are in their teens, even if they fall down into Maya, you know, someday, you know, they will realize, you know, how terrible Maya is in the middle.
Que si algún día quedan en Maya,
pues pueden realizar que bueno es la conciencia de Krishna y que
volver.
And I think in that respect the parents have a very important role to play.
Y en ese aspecto los padres tienen un papel muy importante que jugar.
Because if they see that the parents are Krishna conscious, then they will become influenced by that.
si ven que los padres son conscientes de Krishna, entonces ellos vuelven conscientes de Krishna.
Try to remember who actually played the most important role in Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness.
Que pensarlo, quién juega el papel muy importante
in Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness.
En la conciencia de Krishna de Srila Prabhupada.
It was actually his father.
Era su padre.
Prabhupada remembered how he would wake up in the middle of the night and he would see his father worshiping
Krishna.
Prabhupada remembered how his father taught him how to play Nidhana. Prabhupada remembered how his father gave him the Radha Krishna deities and taught him. Prabhupada remembered how his father used to ask the sadhus that he could become a devotee of Srimati Radha.
Su padre preguntaba a los sadhus,
ask the sadhus that Prabhupada become.
Que le preguntaba que Srila Prabhupada se haga un devoto de Radha Krishna.
And so we can see that how deeply Prabhupada was influenced by his father.
Que podemos ver cómo profundamente Srila Prabhupada estaba influenciado por su padre.
But actually in ISKCON, I tell you, when I see all those young boys from the Gurukul in the left, like most of them, didn't have an example of sanctuary parents. I mean, those who left ISKCON now after in their teenage, when they left ISKCON, they actually didn't have such a loving affection for their
parents.
Maybe it's a mistake of our leadership. The father and mother were sent out to sell paintings.
Que estaban mandados para vender pintura.
And the children was just forced to stay in the Gurukul and separate.
Los niños estaban forzados para estar en el Gurukul, en el templo.
So you see, ultimately, at a young age, the father and mother are like the spiritual master.
En la edad joven,
so if they train up their children to proper Krishna consciousness, then I think it will go a long way. If they train the children properly, then it will they help them a lot.
Thank you. Okay.